you know what time it is. It's time for Grating the Nerd. With your hosts, Tim and Zach. Take it away, boys.
Welcome back to Grating the Nerd. It's time for a mini-sode. Yeah, we'll go a little bit lighter than usual, even for a mini-sode this week, because we're just going to chat a little bit about what's going on and let you guys know where the state of the show is at the moment and what to expect in the coming weeks. And yeah, let's dig into it, man. How are you doing, Zach?
Better. Yeah, better good. This week, I think.
Good, good, good.
How about you, man?
Good. Not too bad, man. I can't complain. Just, I did have to go into the office a couple times this week, which is terrifying in the current climate.
Yeah.
Especially because I was in there 2 days, and on the second day, one of the people kind of like shut themselves up in their office because they weren't feeling great and then called in sick the next day.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. And then also another person was like the first day I was in, I spent a bunch of time in room with all these people. And then the second person like was like, yeah, I've got a cold or something. And I'm like, fantastic. So like after the fact, they started feeling kind of like, I don't know the word I want to use, like kind of yucky the day after we were all in a room together. And I was like, fantastic. So,
yeah, that's great news.
Yeah. Other than that, though, man, things are peachy. How about you?
Not bad. I finally got my car back. It took a while.
Right on.
It took them a while to figure out what was going on with it. It's an electrical thing, yeah. But not a real solution for it, but more of a workaround. So,
well, fun. Those are the best kind.
Yeah.
You're but, like, this should work until it doesn't.
Yeah, it's sort of, I guess I'll just leave well enough alone until something goes wrong.
Right.
That's just kind of how I feel about it right now.
Yeah, understandable. How about everything else? How's life, man? I know you've kind of been navigating some rough waters all through the holidays up till now and stuff. So things starting to break loose a little bit and lighten up a little bit, or are you still in the dredges?
I don't know if I'm completely out of the water with that yet or not, but
gotcha. Well, and I know you said your work's been just hectic, all hands on deck hectic lately, right?
Yeah, things are just getting the momentum, I should say, with like which things are happening has picked up quite a bit.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, I work for a company that was acquired, and so it's been a lot of trying to migrate things from our old technical solutions to the proprietary parent company's stuff. And it's just taking a lot of, taking a lot of time, but it's also like they want it to happen like yesterday.
Gotcha. Yeah,
which I get. I understand that. But it's just sometimes things take longer than you think they're going to take, or, you run into some walls. And
right.
I've been in a lot of meetings lately trying to address those problems and trying to find solutions for it. It's just
right.
It's just kind of, a little bit more stressful than I'd like it to be.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's always rough when every meeting is like, what do you mean you can't break the time space continuum to get this done before I asked?
Yeah.
Like, you're like, I'm Earth. Have we met? Like, yeah. I've been there, man.
Yeah.
Always heavily stressful when that's happening.
I will say, though, that it's infinitely better than where I've worked before. So
nice.
I am at least thankful for that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've talked before about how you used to be in retail, and at least nobody has shat on the floor in your current
job. Yeah. That's true. Nobody's shat on the floor. Nobody's ripped the toilet bowl off of the floor and then filled it to the rim.
Every time I hear that story, I'm like, who shits that much that you can fill a toilet bowl completely full?
I feel like it had to have been at least a couple of people that were in on it,
Maybe.
But like it happened on a Friday, And then they didn't want to call the plumber because it's like double time on the weekends.
Right.
So the toilet sat there broken, sitting on the floor with the door to the stall locked. But obviously somebody was crawling underneath the door and just, you know, letting it fly in there. And it did it all weekend long. And we didn't ever notice.
I would be terrified. No matter how angry I was at a place, I would be terrified in a public location to crawl on the bathroom floor under a stall, especially if I knew that on the other side waiting for me was a toilet teetering to the top with shit. like that floor's got to be so dirty.
Oh, and I'm sure.
The possibility that crawling under you might bump the toilet and mm-hmm. like just a big old frosting, a cupcake topper fall down on your head, you know, like... Like, yeah. Jesus. Yeah, that's some dedication. That's anger to a level I don't know that I've ever had.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. So, oh, shit. Yeah, so it's better than that, right?
It's better than that. Yeah. Well, I can be thankful for that.
That's right. That's right. Thanksgiving dinner. Like, what are you thankful for that nobody shat on the floor at work this year? Yep. So, fucking hell, man. But, yeah, no. So I'm glad things are at least lightening up a little bit for you. But I know that you're still kind of neck deep in it in a lot of areas of your life and stuff, which is sort of what we wanted to talk about today, right?
Yep. Yeah, I think we need to have a little good old sit down and talk.
Let's do it. I'll open the floor up to you, Zach. Let's chat about what you wanted to chat about.
So just to make it clear, I'm by no means suggesting that we should quit the show, because I still enjoy doing the show and, you know, I've put a lot of work and energy into it and I don't really want to see it go anywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But at the same time, I think I have worked myself into a corner where I just have too much on my plate.
Right.
And it's exhausting. So like, yeah. I edit this show. I mean, like I work, I don't want to say I work long hours. I don't really work over like my scheduled hours or anything. There's rare occasions where that happens, but it's right. Very rare. So it's not really my work that's the problem. It's like I'd edit this in my downtime and I don't have a lot of downtime anymore. It's consumed right. by a lot of like, you know, I'm a father of three and I just, you know, I have to be there for my kids and things just get busy and I don't always have the downtime to do it.
Yeah.
So editing two shows a week, especially where like our mini-sodes when we first started doing them were like 10 or 15 minutes. And then they've right. kind of gradually got longer and longer to the point where like I can't really justifiably call them mini-sodes anymore.
right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things that we've talked about. You know, when we started the mini-sodes, it was talking about a trailer or talking about, you know, I don't even remember what some of the other ones were, like, you know, an announcement or something like that. And now we hit kind of a dry patch where we didn't have any trailers for a while. And so we were like, well, why don't we just make the minisodes an episode of a TV show? But we've found that there's more and more and more to talk about with those.
Right.
So it's sort of they're sort of stretching out to like full length episodes.
Right. So like right now we're doing the Book of Boba Fett.
Right.
And those have stretched out to like more fuller length episodes. And I think mm-hmm. I think what we'll do going forward is I'm still OK with doing like the weekly based on TV shows type thing that we've been doing. And then like if something crops up that's like super interesting, like a brand new movie or maybe really want to talk about a trailer for something that just came out that's really hot right now, then we can do another episode on it.
Yeah.
And then that'll just be like bonus material that I'll be putting out.
Sounds good. So we're going to be cutting back to like one a week typically.
Right.
And then maybe we'll sprinkle in a second one here or there.
Right. And
gotcha.
So with that, the main show that'll be coming out will be moved to Mondays.
Okay.
Which is where like right now we're doing Monday and Thursday, and the Thursday episode was usually the longer episode. Now that I'm sort of freeing it up a little bit, we can start making the Monday episodes a little bit longer if we want to, or just keep them kind of where we, like lately they've been like an hour.
Right, right.
Where we can keep it around an hour.
Okay.
But we don't have to call them minisodes anymore. We don't need to do the minisode opening. We can open with some banter if we want to, you know, that
sure,
kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
So.
Okay, yeah. And that'll probably free us up a little bit because, you know, especially lately we've had a guest on for the Book of Boba Fett. And the guest thing is something that we've talked about maybe trying to expand on and do a little bit more often, but it definitely adds another level of complexity to your editing.
It does.
And also, since we've been trying to shove them into minisodes, the talk about the subject has grown long enough that we sort of don't leave ourselves any time to banter with the guest.
That's true.
Just kind of like, hey, thanks for coming on. You doing good? Yep. You doing good? Yep. All right. Let's get into it. So to your point, this might give us time to actually engage a little bit more with our guests when they come on. And, I like that idea a lot, actually. So.
Okay. Perfect.
Cool. So the other thing I will mention coming up in my life is, you and I haven't even really talked about this, but it'll be after the Book of Boba Fett is done, but the last weekend in February, I will be out of town that entire weekend from like Thursday through Sunday. So if one of two things, either if we get a chance to record early that week, that might work, or we may just have a week where I'm not around. So okay.
That's that works for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Just let
so
me know if we,
yeah, you know. Yeah, absolutely. And so we'll see kind of what's going on then. I know that'll be about the time, I forget how many episodes it is, but that'll be around the time I think that Peacemaker is wrapping up. And I know we talked about maybe revisiting that at the end of the season.
Yep. So that'll be a bonus episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that'll, you know, if we record early that week, maybe that'll be like the week after it ends or something. So, you know, I don't know. It might give us the opportunity to record it kind of off our typical recording schedule. Yeah. Other than that, man, we definitely aren't going anywhere, which is good news to me because I enjoy the hell out of this show. But, I thought that it would be important that we just talk about it a little bit rather than just cutting down to one a week. And then people are like, oh, is the show slowly going away, you know, or something. But
we're not pod fading. I think we're, you know, if anything, we've got more listeners now than we've ever had. So,
yeah, which is awesome. And yeah. Thank you all for listening. It's been great. It's crazy to see numbers. And I'm like, holy hell. Like,
yeah,
people are actually listening to my idiocy for an hour plus a week. That's insane.
Yeah.
So usually just me being an old man screaming into the void. So I think that's cool. And I think it's hopefully it'll at least reduce your workload in this area enough that you might be able to kind of get everything else kind of be able to focus a little bit more on some other things, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Cool. Very cool. So anything else on this that you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm good, man. I think okay. That covers it.
So, okay. Now that we've covered the housekeeping duties, the other thing that we wanted to talk about this week is that we got a trailer for the Disney Plus show Moon Knight that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
What'd you think of this trailer, man?
Looks pretty cool. Kind of supernaturally kind of thing.
Yep. Yep. We're getting more into the supernatural side of Marvel, which I kind of dig.
I'm seeing a lot of people criticize Oscar Isaac's accent.
right. Which, you know, he's got Moon Knight in the comics has dissociative identity disorder, yeah, which it seems very clear that they're going with in this show. Mm-hmm. So I think this is one of his personalities. You know, mm-hmm. I've heard people say they think it's probably Stephen Grant, who in the comics is a rich playboy Bruce Wayne-esque character. And this, it definitely seems like that's not the case. Like, he seems to be a dude who works at a museum.
Yeah.
But at first I thought it was Jake Lockley, I think, which is his cabbie persona. But I guess I'm not as familiar with Moon Knight as other people. They were like, that character's not British. So yeah, that accent though, it is jarring when you first hear it.
Yeah, it didn't bother me that much, really.
Oh, when I first heard it, I was like, is Tom Holland playing Moon Knight also? Like, oh, I can't tell the difference, Mr. Stark. I was like, oh, interesting. But no, so I'm less concerned with the accent now that I realize that it's not his Mark Spector personality, which is his like kind of prime personality, which they make sure in the trailer to call out that it's not Mark, you know, because he gets the mysterious phone call and they're like, Mark, what is wrong with you? And he's like, why did you call me Mark? You know, like, but yeah, I'm digging the supernatural thing. And at first, when we first saw like the first leak of an image of Moon Knight's costume, I was kind of like, it looks weird. It's all raggy and stuff. But now it makes a lot more sense because it seems to grow or like kind of envelop him like mummy wrappings.
Yeah.
Which, you know, gets his power from an Egyptian god, Khonshu. So that sort of all ties in thematically. And I was like, OK, I'm here for it. Like, I'm completely on board now with that look.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, I think it looks badass, man. Also, we got the teaser in the Disney Plus, like Marvel Disney Plus Day thing, and where we see just the quick shot of him in the costume, like turning around after beating somebody on the floor. And now they added in what he's actually beating up. It's not just him punching the floor. Like, I don't know if you noticed that in the first one, in that Disney Plus Day stuff, it was just him doing the punching thing in like the bathroom or kitchen or wherever that is, that, mm-hmm. that like, and, but there was, it, you couldn't really see anybody that he was hitting. And now in this one, it appears to be a werewolf or maybe a jackal headed creature or something, like, definitely with an elongated snout and kind of furry.
Yeah, I saw some people wondering if that was going to be for Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, me too. I kind of was wondering the same thing. And I was like, oh, interesting. You know, it would make sense, kind of, because they, you know, Moon Knight in the comics, his power varies based on the cycle of the moon. So it would be kind of interesting if on the night, the full moon, when this guy turns into a werewolf, he actually is strong enough to fight him barehanded, you know, and stuff. So I don't know. I think there's some cool dynamics they could work with there.
Sorry, you said cycle and my brain was just like a period.
Like he yes.
His powers when his wife's on her period.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And so, you know, if a lot of werewolves hang out together, they end up on the same cycle and then it's pandemonium. Next thing you know, we got a clogged toilet. But the tampons say they're flushable on the box, say the women. No! Throw them in the little weird mailbox hanging on the back of your stall door.
Mailbox. It's like that's that little gross for Valentine's.
Yeah, I built a Valentine box for you to put your used tampons in. How much do you love me, super heavy?
Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Well, that got weird.
Yeah. Supernatural, even. That's how I look at it. It's witchcraft. It's why women are never sick. They're expelling the bad blood like we used to back in the olden days with leeches and cutting.
Jesus.
Anyway, yeah. I'm not a virgin. That's amazing, isn't it? Like, I hear what I say. Like, everybody goes, I can't believe you. You have no. I'm like, no, I hear what I say. I'm as shocked by it as you are most of the time. Anyway. Moon Knight. I think they're Oscar Isaac is such a good actor, and I think they're doing a really good job with the like him waking up in from a persona where he's badass to this other persona, and he's kind of like, what the hell is happening? You know, like we see that with him driving the box truck and all kinds of stuff. So I'm really excited for the show, and we got the release date. It's coming out March 30th.
No, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks dark.
Yeah, it does. And I'm into it.
I'm kind of looking forward to it.
I think this will be a good litmus test for how dark Disney Plus is willing to go. At least I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. And maybe if it doesn't seem that way, maybe they're not willing to go that dark. So who knows? But you know. I'm pretty pumped for it though. I mean, even the vision of Khonshu he gets is creepy as shit when he's in that dark hallway and he's like that kind of floating giant bird skull over the like ogre of a body, you know. And I'm excited about that, man.
Yeah. So,
yeah, so I'm pumped to see that. It starts, you know, like I said, March 30th, and we'll be covering it when it comes out, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, so let us know what you think. If you're excited about Moon Knight or any of the others that are coming from Marvel or Disney or whoever, Lucas, you know, Star Wars universe, whatevs. But, yeah, man, I'm pumped.
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you.
All right, Lane.
Later. Take care, brother.
You too.
See ya.
Greeting the Nerd was recorded and produced by Zach Boyd and Tim Witham in Dayton, Ohio. If you liked our show, subscribe, rate, share, and review on Apple Podcasts or other platforms. For questions, comments, or ideas, drop us an email at gradingthenerdpodcast@gmail.com. As always, Anchor members can send us a voicemail. Our theme music was composed by Kevin MacLeod. You can find all of his credits and links in our show notes. Come back for more, and we'll see you next time on Grading the Nerd.